People could ask, why do we do this that we do? Why did we decide to advertise all over the place that you can come in here and you can get free groceries, and that you can get toiletries, and that you can get a blanket, because that's some of the stuff that we're going to give out. And there's also nice prizes. Why do we spend so much money to get you guys in here? Because we don't want anything from you. You see, we didn't put up any bowls here to collection of some sort. We don't want your money. We want to tell you basically that God loves you. So the reason why we are here tonight is to come together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to say tonight to each and every one of you sitting here, you are loved. And it doesn't matter who you are. Some of you would say, but I'm rich. Some would say, I'm poor. Some would say, I'm homeless. Some would say, I'm staying in the biggest house in East London. I would want to say to you, so what? Because for Jesus, each and every person is special. Each and every person is a person He died for. You are worthy His blood. Because He gave His blood so that you can be redeemed. If you believe that, it will change your life. It will set you free. And I'm here to tell you tonight, you will have an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. He has never, ever disappointed us. You know what? We can give you all the food parcels in the world. Tomorrow you'll still be hungry. We can give you food to eat. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, you'll be hungry. I can give you anything. You'll still be hungry. But you know what? In the reason for that, why we're always hungry, is because it's a physical hunger. But sometimes we get crossed in this idea that it is only a physical hunger that's inside of us. But you know, that's not the truth. Because inside of each and every one of us is a vacuum, is a need to be filled. There's a hunger in you. And that hunger, we are looking in the wrong places sometimes. Sometimes we're running into politics. Guess what? They can promise you anything. I'm not talking about parties. I'm talking about basically all of them. They can promise you anything, but they cannot give you life everlasting. I've seen that. I've stayed in a hut in southern Sudan for a while. And I met some people that were from a liberation army. And everyone was saying to them, these people are the ones to look at. Why? Because they have liberated us. Just a few months, a few years later on, they were the ones persecuting the same ones they liberated. So why I'm saying this, there's a need in each and every one of us to still a hunger. And that hunger is a hunger for the Lord Jesus Christ. We have said it so many times, you've heard it tonight as well. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow. He's always the same. Jesus cannot lie. Jesus cannot change. If He says, I love you, He loves you. If He says, I have given my life for you, it means you. If you look into the Hebrew or into the Greek or into which language ever, if God is talking about His love for you, it means you. It means the one sitting in your seat. God loves you. And that is why tonight we want to share with you. We want to tell you tonight that God loves you. And that when you are listening to this message and you react upon it, which we are going to do later, you will be set free. You will walk out of this place a new person. You will be liberated. And you will feel all the joy in the world as if it's just been pumped into you. And maybe you will say to me, yes, but you do not know you do not understand who I am. No, I do not understand who you are because I don't know each and every one of you personally. But what I do know is God knows you. And God knows what you are going through. And maybe you say to me, the only thing that will ever work for me is a miracle. Guess what? You're in the right place. Because tonight, miracles will happen in your life. You will be set free. Inside of you already, there's a little voice talking. And that voice is saying, he's speaking about me. And that's the Holy Spirit already talking into you, already speaking into you, already telling you, you need to make right with me. God is always the same. Jesus is always the same. You know how many times I've seen that Jesus touches people in such a way that we never ever can think is possible. A while ago, I was asked to go and pray for a lady. This lady was 37 years old. She just resigned from a place that she was working for. And as she resigned from this place, she was going to, over the weekend, go into the new job. You know, sometimes you resign to start on the first of the month, and the first is maybe a Saturday or Sunday, and then you only start the Monday. That's what happened to this lady. She resigned from a business, a divorced lady, 37 years old, with two teenage girls. Over the weekend that she was in this resignation time, she had a massive stroke. You know what a stroke is? A stroke is something that paralyzes you. Just imagine that. 37 years old, no husband, two children, no job. The place she worked for before she resigned didn't want her back, obviously. The place she was going to start working for didn't want her, obviously. So there's a problem. And she was in hospital for about a week when a lady came to me and she said to me, or she asked me, she said, you have prayed for people in the past that were healed, didn't you? And I said, yes, because it's not me, it's God. So I said, yes. So she told me about this lady and she asked me, would you consider going to the hospital and going to pray for this lady? I said, yes, my wife will go with and we'll do so. I'm never going alone, my wife must come with. So we got to this hospital and we got into a room. She was lying alone in a room. And what I found there was not something nice to behold. Her arms were pulled up like this. You know what a person that has had a stroke looked like? Her hands were pulled up like this. She was lying in a bed all skew. All I could see was this beautiful face pulled to the side. And I could see her eyes, and I could see the tears in her eyes. I could see the pain in her eyes, not maybe physical, but there's something in her life that was wrong. And when I walked into that room, and you can ask any of the pastors here, they will tell you that it's the truth. Sometimes when you walk into a room, the Lord just speaks to you and he says to you what to tell that person that they're going to be healed. Okay? Sometimes you just know that God says to you, not now. Because there's a reason still. But when I spoke to this lady, I walked up to her and I said to her, do you believe that you can be healed? And she was lying like this and all she did was this. And I said to her, you know what? Jesus loves you. And she did this. And I said to her, Jesus can heal you. And I said, Jesus said he will heal you. And we prayed for her. My wife stood on the one side of the bed and I stood on the other side. And I had my hands on her. And as I put my hands on her, some of the pastors and some of the leaders will know what happens sometimes. You feel this immense heat coming from your body. And I just feel my hands just heating up. And as I touched her arm, I prayed for her. I just knew she was being healed. I turned around, and as we turned around, my wife and I, we left her. We walked into the sister, the medical sister in charge of that ward. And she looked up at this at us, and she said to us, where did you come from now? Is it that lady in there? And I said, yes. She said to me, you know, the doctor said between 4 and 6 months, that's how long she will be in hospital. Because she will have to learn everything from the beginning if she ever can walk again. If she can ever be healed again. If. It's all the if. The if. And I looked at her very boldly and I said to her, God's healing her. And she was just looking at me and it's like, yeah, I've heard that one before. Ever heard? Some of you would know what I'm talking about. So we left her. That's a Sunday afternoon. About the Wednesday morning, I cleanly forgot I was busy in my office. The next moment I had a phone call, which is not unusual. So I took the phone, took the call. And the lady just asked me at reception, she said to me, asked me, do you mind coming to the front? I said, yeah, sure, I'll be there now. Maybe my size, you know, sometimes people are scared and I come in there and then they run away or something, I don't know. So I got to this reception, and again, like now, I don't have my glasses on, so I couldn't really see, except I saw a person standing there with two daughters. She was healed in Jesus' name. She came there on the Wednesday. She said to me, she was speaking to me, 100%, 100% healed. One thing that doctors couldn't understand, she lost her ability to speak English. That's just gone. She could only speak Afrikaans. But the rest, English was foreign to her. It was gone. But when I spoke to her, she said to me the Monday morning when she woke up, the first thing that happened, she realized her arms were next to her body. She realized her neck was not stiff. She realized she could speak. She started crying, and immediately she could wipe her tears off. Before that, she was lying in bed, crying and crying and crying, and she couldn't even lift her arm to wipe the tears away. She said to me, and the doctors came into her room, and they said to her, this is impossible. We do need to do a few tests. I don't know why. I mean, what do you want to prove? She's healed. They took her in for tests. That they spent the whole Monday doing tests on her. The Tuesday afternoon only, they came back and they said to her, you are out of this hospital. We need your bed. You are healed. Praise the Lord. She's healed. So I said to her, but why do you take so long? She said to me, I wanted to tell you on Monday, but the doctors kept me in bed. She was completely healed. And you know what? We haven't seen that only once. We haven't seen it only twice. We haven't seen it only 10 times. We have seen it so many times that the Lord Jesus Christ still heals. If you believe that, shout out amen. He is in the healing business. And if you are here tonight and you are sick in your body, if you are sitting here tonight and you do not know when tomorrow is coming from, you have no future anymore in your own eyes, I want to point you to the cross that is empty because Jesus Christ paid for all of that and you are now free in Jesus' name. If you believe that, shout amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to change people's lives tonight. There's a story that's being told about a son that goes to his father one day. He says to his father, Dad, typical millennial youth. He goes to his father, he says, Dad, I know I will inherit one day when you die. So when you die, I know I'm going to get. So give me all I need immediately. I demand, you know that thing. I demand. So what happened was he got it. His father said, sure, take. And he took everything that his father gave him, his full inheritance. And he looked around and he thought to himself, no, you know, this stuff I've got is weighing me down. I need to cash it in. I don't know if there was a pawn shop then, but he took everything in. And he cashed everything in. He got some money. And now you've got some money, you can get the bling and you can get all everything. And he went into another village or another city or another town or another country. And while he was there, he had all these friends who just love to party. I mean, some of you would know. If you have money, you have friends. If you have a braai, you have friends. Those of you that drink, if you've got a bottle, you've got friends. If the bottle is empty, you are empty. No more friends, they're gone. So what happens? He lost everything. Everything he had. He blew it, as we would say. Then one day he decided, I need to do something because I'm hungry. The only thing he could do, he could look after some pigs. And you know, when pigs eat, those of you that ever were in the presence of a pig eating, it's not a place to be. Because if your hand's in the place, they'll bite it. And they eat messy. And he was looking at this food the pigs were eating. And he was thinking to himself, maybe I should go this way now. Maybe I should try pig food. At least I've got something. But then he got into realization that his father was waiting for him, maybe very cross. Maybe his other brother was very cross. Who knows? But maybe my father is going to treat me well if I just get there. Maybe if I can just come to my father and say, Dad, I'm willing to be a slave. If you just take me in and you just treat me like a slave, so I'm going to do this. So he makes a decision. That decision is to turn away from his life. And to go to where he knew there would be love. I think at that stage he hoped there would be love. But he was walking back to his father's place with the idea that when he gets to his father's place, he would then be a slave. But the story goes further. The story says, as he got near to his father's house, his father saw him. What does it mean? His father was looking for him. His father was looking for him to return, to turn around, to come back to his father. That was all he was looking for. So this boy walks to his father, and when he sees his father, he says, Dad, I did wrong. Treat me like one of your slaves. But the father stands up, and he holds him. He hugs him. He says, I love you, son. I love you. It doesn't matter what you've done with your money. It's not about the inheritance, it's about you. It doesn't matter how filthy you are. Because this guy was amongst the pigs. I think there was some smell coming with him. It doesn't matter because the father comes and he grabs him and he holds him. And the father says, you know, I love you. I forgive you. And then the father goes even further. He clothes him with a robe. He puts a ring on his finger and he gives him some shoes. In those days, people that were slaves walked barefoot. A sign of a person not being a slave was he had shoes on. So if you have shoes on tonight, you're not a slave. What happened was his father restored his sonhood. His father took him in, and his father said, I forgive you. I love you. Do you believe that story? You better, because it's in the Bible. It's my own version of it, but it's in the Bible. Just made it a bit modern. It comes from the book of Luke, Luke 15. But you know what Luke 15 also says? That the whole of heaven rejoices when one person gives their life to the Lord. Did you hear that? The whole of heaven rejoices when one person gives his life to the Lord. If you believe that, scream amen. If you've ever been to a rugby match or a soccer match, if there's a goal, oh goodness, I hope it's not Bafana because they never score goals. It's only on the Xbox. But if you're on the goal, if they score a goal, what happens? Yay! La Duma. Is that correct? Okay, they do that. And we think that is a massive noise. But you know what? That is nothing compared to the whole of heaven rejoicing in one person giving his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you ready to do that tonight? The Lord wants to touch you tonight. The Lord says to you tonight, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what your life was. It doesn't matter where you were. It doesn't matter how filthy you are. It doesn't matter what sin you had in your life. If you make time for me, I have time for you. Because 2,000 years ago, I hung on the cross through my son Jesus Christ to give you life and life everlasting. Willing to make that choice? You know, Satan is tonight saying to you, don't. Because Satan wants to hold you in bondage. He wants to tie you up. It's nice for Satan to see you totally bound up. When Jesus said, I have come to set the captives free, he means it. He means business with you tonight. And tonight he's coming to each and every one of you. He's speaking to you in your heart. And he's saying to you, it's time to make right. It's time now to make right. Because the word of the Lord, the Bible says to us that one day each and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If you believe that, amen. Amen. Better do it now. Better do it now while you still have the chance. Because one day when Jesus comes and you've not done that, you're going to be forced to do that. And then it's going to be too late. Don't let Satan keep you tied up tonight. Don't be tied up anymore. Because 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came to this earth because he loves you. He loves me. It doesn't matter what color you are. Some people say this is a white man's God. I've heard that before. But you know what the Bible says? For God so loved the world. And we are part of this world. It doesn't matter who you are, man, wife, husband, wife, man, woman, child, whether you 10, 50, 100, whether you're black or white, whether you're Xhosa or Zulu, heaven, or Tswana, or doesn't matter who you are, even Afrikaans people, God loves you. And tonight he wants you to change your life. Tonight he's speaking to each and every one of you. And in your heart he says to you, make right before it's too late. For us, it's not about the food that we're going to give you. We're going to do that anyway. But for us, it's about giving you the real food of life. To point you back to Jesus Christ. The Lord of Lords. The King of Kings. And the one who's going to come and live victoriously with each and every one of us that believe. If you believe that, shout amen! I'm going to give you a few seconds to think, because there's really not a lot of things to think about. If your life's not right, your life's not right. Tonight you will be set free. If you come to the Lord tonight and you say, Lord Jesus, forgive me, you will be changed. Tonight you will change hearts. Tonight you will change your destiny. Tonight he will give you a hope and a future. Tonight he will call you my son and my daughter. Any one of you that wanted to be a prince when you grew up? Jade? Okay, there's one. Anyone that wanted to be a prince when you grew up? Mr. Zulu? Okay, there's one. Anyone that wanted to be a princess when you grew up? Yes, now the hands go up. Michael, don't put your hand up now. But the reason I'm asking that, you know what? We were hoping one day. But when you give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, if he's the king, what are you? You're a prince and a princess in the kingdom of God. Jesus will take away all your pain. Everything that's inside of you. As Camouflage has also said, all those negative things that you think about someone else. Jesus can restore all of that. Jesus can forgive your sins because he can. So without further ado, I want to ask all of you just to close your eyes. No looking around. And I want to ask you tonight, if you are open with your ears, if you had your ears open for this service, for this message, you would not have missed it. Tonight, you can be set free. You can have a new life. You can be reconciled with God.